paid all off today in 5 minutes with our cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com, and you'll even skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
At Elysium Restoration and Design, they specialize in interior home renovations, including bathroom and kitchen remodeling, basements, additions, garages, and more. They offer start-to-finish solutions for every project while providing full design services with custom work to fit your needs. Elysium's lead carpenters have at least 10 years' experience, so you know the work is done the right way. And being a family-run business, they take the time to communicate every step of the way. Check out Elysium Restoration and Design at erdstl.com.
Spiro's is bringing class and relaxation back to New Year's Eve, along with fun and the best food. Big events and bars have parking issues, packing people in like cattle, and not to mention the subpar food. Not at Spiro's in St. Charles, where they are only taking a limited number of reservations, a number that's much less than the restaurant holds. Features include premium seating, half price on all cocktails, live entertainment, noisemakers, and champagne at midnight, plus the best food in the STL. The outdoor stone Greek oven will be cooking the great food, and you can enjoy your favorites like clam bakes, stuffed pork chops, and so many others. Call today, because Spiro's is not jamming people in. They want you and your friends to enjoy great food, ample space, and easy parking. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. Call today to make your reservation at 636-916-1454.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Club Fitness has something for everybody. An incredible December offer. We are giving you the gift of fitness. Join by December 23rd for just 23 cents. Club Fitness has always given members some love with free kids club, free group classes, free tanning and massage, 24-hour access, and more. So stop in to any of our locally owned 23 area locations and join the Club Fitness family for just 23 cents. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Offer ends December 23rd. Some restrictions may apply. See club for details.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 shrimp at chilling, 11 backers bagging, 10 donuts glazing, 9 bananas bunching, 8 tarts careening, 7 bouquets blooming, 6 schnoupons saving, 5 golden loaves, 4 juicy chops, 3 cheese samples, 2 cookie trays,
and a clean up on aisle 14.
Get a little more holiday this season with Schnucks Rewards.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer and can save you a lot of unnecessary fear. One client called frantic. A test sample for an indoor swimming pool showed evidence of Legionella bacteria. Well, that meant the entire pool would have to be drained, then washed with acid. But Wellington Environmental found the pool was safe. The test sample was a false positive. In another case, a homeowner said a buyer had just backed out of a closing. The building inspector claimed he had found evidence of mold in a closet. That could be scary. Could certainly cost the deal. Wellington Environmental found it was not mold. It was traces of asphalt from the wheels of a suitcase. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
Looking to wet your whistle? Well, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill has you covered. Swing by one of Hotshot's 11 area locations to try the featured beer of the month. This month, are you ready, Fart? Enjoy a pint of Goose Island, one of my favorites, and you can have any flavor you like. It's available for only $4 at Hotshot's throughout December, and there will be a new featured beer each month in 2018, and you can get all the skinny on all of them at hotshotsnet.com. Hotshot's, all the games, all the time, for over 25 years.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
No idea. Just singing, I think.
What was he singing?
Sodomy?
Sadamehi. What is that? You don't play things people can't understand. Even we're sitting here, we didn't know.
I think pretty much everybody got it.
No, they didn't. Did you get it, Tim?
Is he saying sodomy?
Stop the
yes,
music.
He is.
No, stop the music. He said sodomy.
No, he didn't.
So you think sodomy's funny?
You would understand it, Frank, if he yodeled it.
No, seriously, they have a serious issue here. Do you think sodomy's funny?
I mean,
no,
apparently you do.
You know, people get charged with sodomy, they go to prison.
Well, you know, I mean, those cases aren't really funny, but in some others, yeah, sure. You know?
Oh, sodomy's a barrel.
Right out of the gate.
I mean, Frank, you told a joke where sodomy is the punchline.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
It's the one where the prisoner is saying, he's like, hey, if you don't enjoy this.
No, the punchline isn't the word sodomy.
Well, no, but I mean, like.
It's a prison joke.
Yeah.
They do that in prison.
Yeah, they do. Lots of
it. The word in general, you act like you think that's funny. Sodomy. Just because you heard the word sodomy.
It is kind of a funny word to sing.
You're headed for prison. I'm not kidding.
I was kind of.
Christmas time, for God's sake.
Look, all right. I was trying to find a clip earlier, and I thought the lyrics were him singing cowboy butt sex. Apparently, it's not. It's them singing cowboy gay sex. So I didn't.
Oh, jeez.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Now do you understand?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right. Let's start the music again.
Okay.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 19th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Folks, the really, really cold weather is yet to come. 5 degrees, zero, maybe 5 below zero. That's right. We've gotten some below zero weather here, and winter's passed. We may again. And that's when you'll wish you'd replace those stinking windows that aren't doing the job. They're letting the cold air in, letting the heat out. Put an end to it. Window World. We'll talk more about why this is such a great product and great value. But first, we do this.
Hey!
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Stop music. Every time, every day, when it goes, dun, 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 hey, it's low. You don't bring it up. It's what? Real low. When I say, but first, all this. Right. Dun, 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 hey. It's low.
Just one second.
I'm just telling you.
I know. I drop it down because, you know, I want to make sure that we can actually hear you. And all
no,
that
no, but stuff. I'm not speaking then. I said, but all first, right. And it goes, right. Dun. I've been doing this a long time.
Don't worry. I know you have. Don't worry. I got
there's
you.
No other show where there's on-the-job training where you get to listen in.
All right, let's try this.
Okay.
All right, so just, you know, you do your thing.
But first, let's do this.
Hey!
Much better.
Much See? Better.
You learned something today. Okay, let's introduce some people. The guy who still doesn't know what he's doing, but he's but he's working on it. It's only been, 15 months or something. And maybe it's because he went over there for 19 years to Great Britain and lost his way. And 10 of those, he was in Birmingham, England. That's right. Practically royalty. Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips, whose dad, Dave, is listening right now in Birmingham, in England. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And you missed an opportunity. You said, including, of course, my dad. Now, he's probably crying.
I've already spoken to my dad today.
Okay. My bad, as they say. Let's see. Yes, he's not on the road. He's here. He didn't decide to go northbound or southbound or westbound or...
See, it is funny.
Bill Cleveland, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And I think we've all now established that Limey thinks sodomy is funny.
I just proved it.
Yeah. You did. Well, you proved you can make the word funny.
Right. Yeah.
In the glass box, the quarantine room heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi, and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. Have you thought about when you would like to retire?
Yep.
Yep.
All you have to do is call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650, and they'll give you a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, Dave.
No, ma is for FM. That's for FM. FM, ma.
Yeah. Thanks for saying hello to my dad.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Well, you know, what can you say about this next guy? How about this? How about, and I just found this out. He's got a book out. He authored a book,
wow.
Bad Mood, Good Mood. And he's our news guy. He's our news director. He's our head of research. He's a clock resetter. He was a night cook at Denny's. He was a door-to-door knife salesman. That's just a partial list. And then you say, well, there's not even time to sleep. Oh, there's time to sleep and time for something else he does. That's right. It's like Jim Rockford, private investigator extraordinaire, Tim Woodburn. Say hello to everybody.
Thank you, Frank. Just in the last 5 minutes, I investigated the British term for sodomy, and it's buggery.
Yeah, yeah.
No, buggery. It actually is.
I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you yodel that?
Hey, oh, buggery. Some things are hard to yodel. It's only vowels you can. Buggery is tough. Buggerodolo.
I wrote this entire segment myself. Tim at gatewaypi.net.
All right. Let's see. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. What was the guy called earlier said something that made Rat Boy yell out? What'd you yell out, Rat Boy?
Jeez.
What made him do that earlier? Some guy.
I think it was the lyrics for Quagmire and Peter singing.
Oh, yeah.
Could have been it. Way to jump in and be involved, Rat Boy. Good input. Would you please, only if you like polka music, which means I think everybody is going to applaud, for Bruce Lipris and the All Boy Orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
And I know the rat is listening at the lake, and I hope you heard me say that his girlfriend Molly B. of Molly B.'s Polka is in The Mule with Clint Eastwood. She's in that movie in a segment where he's at a polka party. So, that'll light him up. He'll go just to see Molly B. Who wouldn't? We're brought to you by Window World. Now, if you are in a new house, brand new house, I'll bet, and let's say you had it built. You worked with a builder and had some input. I'll bet you didn't think to say, let's put in some windows that'll last like 50 years. You probably didn't address the windows. You addressed the carpet. Yeah, extra padding. A little upgraded. That's a standard for people. They go, I want upgraded carpet and padding. And then maybe you'll say, I'd like a oversized water heater. We have 5 people in our house, and the standard 30-gallon water heater won't cut it. I want a 60-gallon. Maybe you did that. But did you upgrade? No, you didn't. And if you live in a house somebody else built, they didn't either, more than likely, which means the time is going to come. It won't take long. You have to replace the windows. Not sexy, not fun or pretty or exciting. Ooh, we get to buy windows. Necessary. Just necessary. You have lots of options. I've heard other window commercials. I know they're out there, and I know the names of them. And I know this, too. They're not the same price as Window World. They're 2, 3, 4 times the price. And not 2, 3, 4 times the window. So, your choice. You want a great value? You want your money's worth? You want a good, solid window at a reasonable price? Here's your choice, Window World. The choice of more people than any other window in the United States. Good housekeeping, seal of approval, lifetime warranty, on and on and on. 18 months financing, same as cash with approved credit. Window World. You want to know more? Here's the website, windowworldst.louis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
I don't know about you, but I cannot wait to find out where we're going to go today. And, oh, my goodness, look who sponsors Bill Cleveland. I just mentioned them. Window World. They make Bill's appearance every day possible, as they do Dan Buffa, as they do Josh Bauman, Dr. Doug, Lutt. To thank Window World for, so please tell Window World your AM and the PM and you appreciate all they do for this show. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to Bill Cleveland. Bill, how are you?
I'm better now, thanks.
Huh, who wouldn't be? Where are we going?
We are going to, and I know you love this phrase, the great state of Ohio today. And so I thought I would give you a handful of things to consider doing in Ohio, because believe it or not, we've got just not even 2 weeks away from January, and that is when people start planning their vacations, or they should start planning their vacations. Get those. I cannot believe how many people don't take their vacation days. There's some incredible study that shows
how many
people and how much money presume money goes to waste.
I think like over half Americans throw away half their vacation. It's stupid.
It's absolute.
You're not making points with your boss at all. In fact, you're telling your boss, hey, I'm stupid.
Yes.
I don't even use my vacation.
That is correct. Don't be stupid. So starting the first part of the year, start thinking about where you want to go for the calendar year. Mark those days off and start your planning early. So I'll go through a handful of states the next few weeks, kind of give you some ideas for things to do. So I thought I'd pick Ohio today. So I'll go through a few of these, and then you can say if you've been there, if these would interest you. The first one I'll mention is Lake Erie Shores and Islands. I think sometimes people forget that in the northern part of the United States, you can go and enjoy things. You don't always have to just go down to Florida or California to have some of these more tropical experiences. And now you have to go in the right part of the year. This time of year, you go up there, it's going to be a sheet of ice and you're not even able to get to some of these places. But in the summer months for sure, right along Putnam Bay and Kelly's Island, it's right off of
I hate to do this, but yes. You know the residents up there, because I've been there. You know what they call it? Putnam Bay.
Putnam Bay.
No, they call it Putnam Bay.
I have it spelled out phonetically, P-U-T-I-N, Putnam Bay.
Well, I will tell you, I know a resident who lives right on that island.
How are you saying it?
Calls it Putin Bay.
Yeah, I've always heard it like that, too.
Yeah, me too.
This has to be awkward.
Oh, shut up. You don't know a damn thing over there.
This has to be awkward for you.
Russia, it's Putin Bay.
this has to be so awkward for you.
No, not really.
Sodomy Bay.
I was...
It is a funny word to say, I'm telling you.
What would be funnier is put it in me, bae. That would be funny.
See, you're missing the whole, I was...
Your segment would be better if it was called Sodomy on the Road.
No, I'm serious. I know a guy who lives there. I'll tell you who lives there. Pat Daly lives there.
Yeah.
Terry Daly's brother, and I've been there, and he says always said it's put in bae.
I was trying to be extra careful because I was going to say it. Putin Bay, and I knew there would be jokes that would follow Putin Bay.
That's what would have followed.
Have you been up there?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you agree? It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're right, summer. You want to escape the oppressive humidity and heat here? Go up there.
Yeah. No, it's really neat. And then so you can go to Kelly's Island, which is it's separate from
It's Kalai.
Shut up.
Kalai's Island.
Yeah. But in
May. Dan said something funny.
Hang on, let me write that down.
Yeah. Make a note of the date.
You would probably agree with this. It can be sort of party central
on
that particular island. Right. That's not really
it,
your
it
thing.
It is very much like a Key West kind of Jimmy Buffett feel.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If that's really not your thing, but you still want to go up there, Kelly's Island is just the other side of Putin Bay.
Putin
Bay.
Think of it like this. Put your foot down.
Put your head on my shoulder.
That or that. Put it over here. Putin Bay.
So the alternative to that is Kelly's Island, and that is more for you to go. And there's not a lot of partying. There are some restaurants and different shops and things, but it's mostly to go and just hang out, just be with nature and to camp and that sort of thing. So that's one thing. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll throw that out there. I always think that's a good suggestion for people who have never been. Any kind of music, really. I think
in Cleveland.
That is in Cleveland. Yes, they sort of got away from just rock and roll. It's kind of any kind of music now.
I never understood why it was in Cleveland. Rock and Roll Hall of of Fame, L.A., even Memphis.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that the inventor of the phrase, the guy who coined the phrase rock and roll, Alan Freed, I believe he was a disc jockey in Cleveland.
I could be totally wrong about that, but I think you're correct. That's why.
No, that's Tim. I don't know that that's a reason to put it there because Alan Freed coined the phrase rock and roll. I would think you'd put it somewhere more like Memphis, Sun Studios, or L.A., or New York. I don't know.
Maybe they put it there because there's not a lot else. Yeah.
Good story.
Thank
good
you. Stick to your sodomy humor.
Good point.
Input. Stick to the sodomy humor. Now, here's so the Pro Football Hall of Fame, that's in Canton. That's also I don't really know much about football, I'll be totally honest. It probably surprises no one.
There's no sodomy in football, no. I can tell you that.
There's no crying in baseball.
Well, not that you see.
Right.
It's ripe for it, though, that hiker, the hut, hut. Yeah.
Had a touch there.
Mm-hmm.
Palms up.
Good, Bill.
What?
A pro would just keep going. A pro would just keep going.
A pro would go home.
Yeah.
So Pro Football Hall of Fame, even if you do not like football or you don't know anything about football, you will still really enjoy the Hall of Fame Museum. It's really well done. A lot of interactive exhibits. One of them, for example, is, you know, so they have the like the instant replay machine that you see out on the field. And so they'll have that. You step up and you actually will watch an instant replay and you have to decide what the call is going to be. And then they'll tell you how the actual NFL officials.
That's a neat exhibit.
Lots of stuff like that. So check that out. Here's a cool place. I was just talking about this yesterday with my dad, and we went to this maybe 4 years ago. It's called The Wilds, and this is about as close to Jurassic Park-like setting in the entire United States that you're going to find. And it is 10,000 acres of open space that is there are animals just roaming about everywhere. And so, for example, you hop onto this. It's a school bus, but they modify it a little bit. And you drive through, and so you go through one section, and it's nothing but zebras running around everywhere, or giraffes.
See, I would not expect that in Ohio.
Yes, and it's tied in with the Columbus Zoo and Jack Hanna, who you probably know.
Let me ask you a question. What about winter? Are zebras? I always think of Africa as a hot place. Does it get cold?
Cold in Africa?
Yeah. Can these animals survive up in Ohio in the cold?
Well, I'm sure they have places where they can come inside in the colder months.
All I know is they bless rain down in Africa.
And those places better have tall ceilings. You bring in the zebras.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Well, every zoo has
got their
places.
Heads.
Did you get his total reference?
Yeah, we got it.
The place down in Africa.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
No, but it wasn't funny. Nobody thought it was funny. Go ahead, Bill.
So I'll conclude with two sort of fun or quirky ones. There's you know, I like kind of quirky, stupid attractions. They have the Pencil Sharpener Museum, Frank.
Now you're talking.
That's a good time for old.
Yeah, it's in Hocking
Hills. And here's the question. I'm serious. Illinois. Do school rooms still have the crank pencil sharpener? Mm-hmm. Do they?
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you were in a school room?
My sister's a school teacher, Mr. Know-It-All.
Yeah,
Bill. Don't be ashamed. You go to night school to complete fifth grade. Yeah.
inside the museum, this guy has collected 3,479 pencil sharpeners, if you'd like to see that.
I don't know that I would.
Well, you know.
Electric ones, too, need a place
to stretch your legs. And the last thing that I'll mention, so next year, 2019, is the 25th anniversary of the movie Shawshank Redemption.
Mm. 25 years.
25 years. And so they have the Shawshank Trail. So it was filmed in Ohio. There are 16 different movie sites all throughout the state. I would assume the majority of it was filmed at the Ohio State Reformatory, and you can go in there and tour that. That is in Mansfield, Ohio, but if you're a big fan of that movie and want to see all the movie sites and that sort of thing, you can take a tour and go on their website. They'll actually send you a brochure so you can find all those
things. Maybe I'm weird. That has just never interested me.
I know it doesn't, but it does interest some people, and I know. I assure you. That's all I have. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Speaking of visiting places, did you see the house in A Christmas Story?
Yes.
They'll rent it out.
Yeah.
Up to six people. $3,000 a night.
Why? Who would do that? Hey, we stayed in the house where Christmas... So why?
I'm sure somebody would.
I think they're booked.
So what?
And they rent the... I don't remember the movie, but they rent the house next door as well. Whoever, I can't remember what their weird neighbors
were. What's the other one?
They rent that one out too.
the baseball diamond from the Field of Dreams. That's like a huge stopping point in Iowa.
$2,500 a night you can stay there.
Yeah, it's just a baseball diamond.
$3,000 is a lot to spend for a rental, but it does come with free sodomy from what I researched.
Oh, actually, I got a text from a listener, and it says if Bill Cleveland's segment was called Sodomy on the Road, it would give whole new meaning to the word Cleveland clap.
That's not even funny.
I thought it was hilarious.
You would.
You know, the one day on the show a while back, we did an hour on sodomy, and I'm telling you why. Most people can't tell you what sodomy is.
Mm-mm.
They can't.
Google it.
I think if I ask everybody separately in a separate room, what is sodomy, mm-hmm. you'd give me at least two different answers.
Yeah, because in the news they go, and she was sodomized.
Right.
Or he was
now,
sodomized.
Now, that means a couple of things.
Now, you see, that isn't the funny kind, right?
No, that's not the funny
kind. That's not the kind that
she laughed
at.
The funny kind is when somebody like that Olympics coach gets sodomized in prison.
That's funny.
Now, that's funny.
That is funny.
And deserved.
Mm-hmm.
But it usually means one of two things, the backdoor thing or the Monica thing. Well, it does. That's usually one of those. But why both of those the same name? They should have their own separate names.
Mm. Because vaginally, it's rape. And so sodomy, rape isn't.
So sodomy is in the other part.
It has to be oral or anal.
Okay. I didn't want to say anal. There you go. Well, I didn't want to say. I was avoiding saying that.
Well, I won't say anal anymore.
I can't believe I'm in charge here.
The Frank's used to annual instead of that.
Exactly.
I can't believe that.
Bill Cleveland. Well, night's not over. Bill Cleveland brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the official window, the preferred window, rather, of Paul and the St. Louis Blues. And I love that there will be people who will never know what that means. That means you should have listened every hour of every day, and then you would know. Our listener, John, down in Dallas, who's been listening for quite a while in Dallas since he moved out of St. Louis, sent me an email. He says, I think you really like this series. It's called Lone Star Law. It's on the Animal Planet. And I'm guessing it's a cops-type show about the lawmen in Texas. So it looked pretty good. I took a little quick look at it, and yeah, John, I'll check that out. Animal Planet, and again, for all you people who go, stop talking about Showtime and HBO, because we don't have it. I don't get Netflix. Well, Animal Planet, I think, is part of any basic cable package, I believe. So there you go. Now, I wanted to mention, also on Netflix, I stumbled on this last night and watched part one and part two, and I think there's another three or four. It's called The 80s. It is really good. It's a look at the entire decade of the 80s. The TV shows we watch, Dallas Dynasty, how big they were. That Who Shot J.R.?
Wow.
That finale. That 130 million people.
Wow.
It was beyond big. They showed newspapers in foreign countries within foreign languages, Who Shot J.R.? I mean, it was and they mentioned Great Britain, Limestone.
Wow.
That was a huge topic.
Do you remember who shot him?
Yeah, the girl, Christine or Chris.
Crystal.
She was the Crosby girl who played the part. Her name wasn't Crystal.
I think it was Crystal on the show. I think it was. That was her character name.
Well, you're the head of research.
The deal with Bobby Ewing waking up in the
well,
shower?
That was pathetic because they had him die, and then they decided they needed it back on the show, okay. So they concocted this. So they wake up. You all had the most horrible dream that you got killed. Yeah, it was pretty sad, but not for him. He received $1 million in just bonus to come back to the show, in addition to his massive salary that he got.
Kristen.
Mary Crosby.
Right. Yeah,
you were close. I don't get the stock market. I don't understand it. I never have, but apparently,
buy and sell.
This will be the worst December since 1931.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Again, I've never really quite understood. I think the people who make real money in the stock market are the inside people, the CEOs, the people who knows what deals are going down, that kind of thing.
Isn't 31 the year that like the Great Depression hit? That's when apparently stockbrokers were like throwing themselves out a window and stuff.
Well, that's not going to happen. But right. I hope. So and I knew this was coming. And on one hand, I hate it. On the other hand, I don't care. They're banning bump stocks. In fact, people like me who have bump stocks, we have to destroy them by the end of March.
All right, what
turn them in?
I saw that story last night. Apparently, the bump stock can
turns a weapon into a machine gun.
How? Because I thought
using the recoil of the weapon to just continuously keep firing. I have one, and it's a machine gun, and I'm sad that I have to get rid of it. What is this, Russia, communist Russia? But I get it. I don't need it. I have no use for it. It's fun to shoot. That's all.
No, I don't understand how the mechanics. Because I thought a stock was just the thing that you put against yourself to brace it.
But this one is loose. And it flexes.
Oh.
So as the gun fires, it just keeps going, and it uses its own recoil to fire. And it's a machine gun.
Oh, wow.
And I've enjoyed shooting it the few times I have, but I will comply, and I will melt it or something. It's just plastic. But I knew that was coming. Isn't that interesting? Because of one guy, we now have to, okay, turn them all in or get rid of them because of one thing that happened in Las Vegas. I don't know that that's the way it should work, but that's the law, so I guess, you know, I'll get rid of it, obviously, because I don't want to be found out to have it after March 31st, because right. I think the penalty, it's going to be a federal crime. It'd be like they find out you own a Thompson submachine gun and, wow. and didn't have a license for it. A bit of good news. Stock market not so good. How about these gas prices? Right now in Missouri, the average gas price $1.96.
Yeah. Wow.
And they say through the holidays, below $2 average, at least in Missouri. So that's a good thing. Congratulations to Kennedy Holmes. That's the girl who just turned 14. On The Voice, she came in fourth. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's from Florida.
She's incredible.
She should have won.
How about her going back to school now as a star? Yeah. Wouldn't that be the coolest thing? And everybody coming up to you. You may have been nobody at school before, but now you are somebody. And my entire time in high school, I was invisible. I was a nobody.
Me too.
I can't imagine going to school and everybody wanting your autograph in high school.
Well,
good for her.
Let me tell you about it.
Good for her. Yeah. And folks, tomorrow, call your friends, call your neighbors. Tweet them. Mm-hmm. Text him. Dan Strauss will perform Reindeer Rock tomorrow.
Yeah.
A tradition of what, 30 years?
Oh, yeah.
Bill, on the radio?
Bill said he's calling in sick.
I am calling in sick tomorrow.
Wouldn't it be funny if the listeners called in sick? We're so sick we can't even listen. Reindeer Rock tomorrow, and the day after Christmas, my daughter, who's a horrible singer, will be in to butcher a couple of Christmas songs. Let's get the ladies. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, second joke of the trilogy of Christmas jokes. The headliner, well, of course, tomorrow. That's the last day we'll be together before Christmas. So it's Christmas Eve, and it's the middle of the night, and Santa is darting around the world, landing on roof after roof after roof, and it's pretty routine. You know, the sleigh sets down, he gets out, takes the bag, goes down the chimney, puts it, gets back up the chimney, and the sleigh takes off. But this one particular stop, when the sleigh comes to a halt, it comes to a screeching halt. Those little reindeer feet skid not far, an inch or two, and all the reindeer's hooves are all jammed together. They're all bunched up tight together, and it almost gives Santa whiplash. And he gets out of the sleigh, and he looks down, and he realizes they're on a rooftop the size of a postage stamp. I mean, it's a miracle all these little reindeer could even stop on a roof this small. And he realizes what's happened, and he looks up at Rudolph, and he says, "Rudolph, you idiot, I said... next stop, the Schmidt House."
Get a check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Lowe's. Accident westbound 70 at 79. Accident westbound 4064 at 364. Eastbound 64 at McKnight. Accident backing up traffic at Mason. Southbound 170 lines up page 264. Accident southbound 270 at Olive. Volume southbound 55 between Bates and Rivas Barracks. And construction stacks up southbound 255 at Collinsville Road. Lowe's is closing their Bridge to Missouri store at 11974 Paul Mayer Avenue. Hurry in for huge deals on appliances, tools, and more. This location is closing, but they're still here to serve you at nearby locations and online at Lowe's.com. See store for details. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
First, let's talk about the appetizers before we let you know where you can feast on them. When was the last time you had not just any stuffed mushroom, but stuffed jumbo mushrooms with Alaskan blue crab meat? How about pan-seared Greek saganaki fried cheese or thinly sliced beef tenderloin carpaccio with olive oil and a white truffle on top? That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
The holiday season is here. Do you want to carve your turkey or ham oh so right and so fresh? Or do you want your relatives to complain about your knives again?
Why are your knives so dull?
Of course, no one wants to hear that. So bring your knives back to life at Bertarelli Cutlery. They can put a sharp edge back on your knives and get you ready for the holiday season. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, located at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Hi, my name is Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. The average American household has over $15,000 in credit card debt. You're not alone. Our job is to find a way to get that paid off for you once and for all. Stop being afraid to go to the mailbox and stop letting those credit card statements pile up on the kitchen counter. Pay it all off today in 5 minutes with our cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com, and you'll even skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. Now that's how you start the year off right. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Spiro's is bringing class and relaxation back to New Year's Eve, along with fun and the best food. Big events and bars have parking issues, packing people in like cattle, and not to mention the subpar food. Not at Spiro's in St. Charles, where they are only taking a limited number of reservations, a number that's much less than the restaurant holds. Features include premium seating, half price on all cocktails, live entertainment, noisemakers and champagne at midnight, plus the best food in the STL. The outdoor stone Greek oven will be cooking the great food, and you can enjoy your favorites like clam bakes, stuffed pork chops, and so many others. Call today because Spiro's is not jamming people in. They want you and your friends to enjoy great food, ample space, and easy parking. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. Call today to make your reservation at 636-916-1454.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Work before and after school and start each shift with a hug.
Adventure Club is awesome. The teachers are so nice.
Parkway Rockwood Adventure Club is looking for heart-centered staff to bring experiences to life for our students. Call 636-891-MORE to get more than a job.
We are going to Dallas, Texas, and you know why. Because Mike Evans is there. Well, actually, he's not there today. He's on a plane or landed or I don't know where he is. He went some... Oh, Washington, D.C. That's where he said he was going. Because his daughter lives in Washington.
He's got a full 10 minutes today.
Yeah, so that's where we're headed. We're in Washington, D.C. to check in with Mike Evans. Made possible by the people who are preparing our beef tenderloin for Christmas Eve. The great Smokehouse Market.
Oh.
And next door... Annie Gunn's. Annie Gunn's restaurant, where you will always need reservations for dinner. And you need to know that both are only closed on Monday, just Monday. And they deserve it, buddy. They're tired by Monday. You'll see why when you hit the parking lot. When you go to dinner at Annie Gunn's, do yourself a favor. Before dinner or after, go next door to the Smokehouse Market. You will not be disappointed. East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And gift cards, my goodness, do they sell, I mean, thousands of gift cards every year, not just holidays. So keep that in mind, too, for that person that you just don't know, you know, what to get them. I do. Gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. Give it up, please, for Mike Evans. That sounded delicious.
Oh, it's very great. Great wine. Beautiful glass of wine.
Are you in Washington? Is that right?
was in Washington, D.C., went and had a little coffee and hung out with Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii up in the Hart Senate building today.
Name dropper.
Just the kind of man I am, homie. You know that kind
of. Are you back in Dallas? I mean, you said you were in Washington. Are you?
I'm in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
I'm in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
It's one of my favorite cities in the world, Washington, D.C. Also, as you mentioned, happens to be the home of my daughter, also in the media, and two of my great-grandchildren, Ava and
Your great-grandchildren?
No, not great, just grandchildren, homie.
Well, you said two of my great-grandchildren,
homie. They're just great-grandchildren.
Okay, pause. There's just to be a pause in there. My great-grandchildren.
All right, Dan.
Okay. I was going to say, man, you're older than I thought.
No, I'm old. I'm older than dirt. Actually, I'm just a little bit younger than decomposed granite, if you know how old that is.
That's pretty old.
This week's pop quiz theme, celebrities and their stupid quotes today. Who said, quote, Motown, Motown, Motown. It's my life, my people. Who said that? Justin Bieber, Ted Danson, Lady Gaga. From Washington, D.C., Hillary Clinton. I'll give you the answer in just a minute. Got some love nuggets for you. I think Pete Davidson's over-the-top whining and saying that Ariana Grande breaking up with him has made him suicidal is sheep dip. I mean, friends say he's fine. In fact, Ariana Grande, who has a heart of butter, has been on by his side ever since this breakup. And apparently he's not too upset. He is working tonight doing a personal appearance, a comedy show at the Hayworth Theater in Los Angeles. So still back to work.
Here's my take. I'm reluctant to do this because suicide is a very dark, horrible thing. But it's one of two things here. Either he is or was thinking about suicide and really needed some support and needed to reach out to people, or he needed publicity and he wanted people to pay attention to him because he's a marginal talent and his flame is going to burn out pretty quickly. So by doing this, he got the whole world to look at him. It's one or the other.
I think you're right.
And no, I'm not going to tell you what I think it is because I hate to be wrong.
There you go. Hey, did you know that Madonna and Tupac were secretly dating for 6 months before he went to prison?
Yep. I didn't know it, but I'm not surprised.
But you did?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I read a book on him.
Then she dumped him by mail and never did visit him in prison.
Well, that doesn't sound like the Madonna I know.
Yeah. No. Jim Carrey
that
used to mail him a lot as well.
Jerk. That'd be Madonna, jerk, party of one. Party of one, Madonna, jerk, party of one. The Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. That divorce is becoming the ugliest, most expensive divorce in Hollywood history. They will split $217 million.
Wow.
In addition, Angelina wants 80% of $100 million that Brad brought into the marriage. And the fight for the kids remains very ugly.
See, if I'm Brad Pitt, let's say she gets most everything, and I end up with, $50 million. If I want out bad enough, I'll do fine on $50 million.
Well, think of it. It's Brad Pitt as well. How many movies is he going to get in the next couple of years?
Yeah, and here's the other thing. I can't help but think his parents are just regular people in Springfield, Missouri, or as Mike calls it, the buttocks. Can they even begin to relate to the numbers they're hearing about their son? That's got to be just like a foreign language. What? 200? How many million dollars? They're just Springfield people. So I always think about that, too. They can't even begin to understand that life their son has.
It's amazing. I got more divorce talk. Is it true? Kim Kardashian has met with divorce lawyers again. The Kardashian. And apparently this divorce could move forward after the holidays. That's the rumor spoke.
That saddens me, Mike. That saddens me. It saddens me to hear that. I'm sad for that.
It's sad news. That's very sad. Oh, speaking of the Kardashians, in a related way, and the holidays, which are almost here, Caitlyn Jenner has given herself her own Christmas present. a double butt implant.
Oh,
so what?
A butt implant.
That is so beautiful. Caitlyn Jenner getting a butt implant. Oh, I think it's just beautiful what it is.
Wow.
Odds and ends, the Daily Beast says Vice, the Dick Cheney movie, is the worst movie of the year. However.
Well, and there's always a however in life.
Hollywood Reporter calls Vice the best movie of the year.
Well, worst or best, it looks like one of the greatest transformations by an actor into another character that I've ever seen.
I mean, Christian Bale's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Amazing. More, say what? Snoop Dogg ripping Kanye West, calling him names and on and on and on. Snoop Dogg going after Kanye West. Look, I'm not a big fan of Kanye West, but Snoop Dogg should shut the front door. Yeah. Put some lips in front of that pie hole. Snoop Dogg is a former Crip, a felon, and barely got off on a murder rap. Where does he get off calling people names?
Yeah.
It's enough to make me want
to
stink.
I'll tell you what, they need to be careful. They need to be careful, or we're going to be looking at our first rapper murder.
Mm-hmm.
Rapper killing another
God
rapper.
Forbid.
They better cool their jets. Temper, temper.
That's a sad thing. It's a sad thing. From Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, and finally.
Oh. I'm hoping this one ends for a while.
Sad. We're doing celebrities and stupid quotes today. Who said, quote, Motown, Motown, Motown is my life, my people, end quote. Who said it? Justin Bieber, Ted Danson, Lady Gaga, or... Since we're in D.C., I'll throw in Hillary Clinton.
I think I'm going to go with Justin Bieber.
Whatever. Who was the other one? Oh,
Ted Danson, Lady Gaga.
Ted Danson.
I'll say Hillary Clinton.
You know what? It sounds like pandering to me and so stupid that Hillary might have said it. So I'm going to go Hillary Clinton also.
The answer is... Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Wow.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Washington, D.C., Nature Capital. I'm Mike Evans. I'm live on Hollywood Thing.
How ridiculous. My people. Motown. You're right.
Is she from Arkansas or is it just her husband? Where is she
her
from?
Her husband. I don't know where. She's from New York.
Yeah, right? I think she's from New York.
Somewhere up in there. My people.
Pandering.
Yeah. Don't worry, we're not going to get off and start on politics. We're not going to do that because we only have 20 seconds to say goodbye. So I'll start it like this. Whatever you do, call everybody you know, and you tell them tomorrow Dan Strauss does Reindeer Rock,
yeah.
Okay? Yeah, that's just a big, big deal. And tomorrow will be our last day together. We have the trilogy, the Christmas joke, all time great Christmas joke tomorrow. So that'll be tomorrow in the Playhouse, and we won't see each other after Christmas. So thank you so much for being with us. We'll be together again tomorrow. Thank a police officer, especially this time of year, every chance you get. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind. Miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen,
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and S&P 500 are on pace for their worst December since the Great Depression. The markets reacted to the Federal Reserve downgrading the outlook for 2019 by turning a good day where the Dow was up 350 points into a bad day where it lost 352 points. The Dow is at its lowest level of the year. Congress is working on a short-term funding bill that will keep the government fully open through February 8th. President Trump's recent statements that he will continue to fight for his border wall in the future is giving hope that a partial shutdown this weekend will be avoided. Republican senators are sharply criticizing the president for his decision to pull troops out of Syria. Florida Republican Marco Rubio called it a huge mistake.
The decision to withdraw an American presence in Syria